Phoenix FM, you're listening to 123 with me, Bob Simpson. Now, Brentwood Connect is about empowering local communities across Brentwood to support families in their locality who are struggling to function effectively. Brentwood Connect is working with Inspiration Youth Corps, and here to tell us all about it is Maddie Davis, a project assistant with Brentwood Connect. Welcome, Maddie.
Hi, thank you, Bob, for giving me the opportunity.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thanks for coming in. Perhaps we could start by learning a little about Brentwood Connect. Mm. So what sort of problems can you help people with?
Well, we've got a long list here, actually, and some of them, I'm sure, will relate to people in the area here. We've got things on the list like parent and or child low self-esteem, parent or child lacking in friends or social network.
Okay.
Challenging behaviour that parents find difficult to manage, poor family relationships, social isolation of parents, parents finding family routines difficult and challenging, i.e. Meal times or bedtimes.
Okay.
A whole realm of things. Harsh parenting skills, poor boundaries and guidance from parents.
Yep.
Poor emotional warmth or connection within families.
Okay.
Parents seeking advice on various parenting issues. Sibling rivalry. Yeah, I could go on. It's all along those lines.
Yeah, it's basically family relationship problems, really.
Would
that be accurate to say that?
Yeah. I mean.
So how do you actually do that? What are the nuts and bolts of it? How do you get involved?
Well, we have volunteers waiting to go out and help these families,
right.
And we run a 4-week training course for them.
Okay.
During that time, we look at things like encouragements, how to support and befriend people.
Right.
So things like really listening and connecting with these families.
Yep.
Basically, you know, going along, popping in maybe once a week, once a fortnight for a couple of hours, being a listening ear.
Okay.
Maybe suggesting the odd thing that may come to mind. Basically, these people have had training. They've got a lot of experience.
Yeah, it's almost sort of like mentoring in some ways.
Yes.
Okay. So, what's the scale of the problem in Brentwood? Is there a big demand?
It's a huge problem, and obviously, Essex County Council fund us, so they're fully aware of it. I think with Brentwood, a lot of it is hidden.
Right.
You've got quite a smart, leafy area, but behind the scenes, there's a very different story. And there's a huge need, which I think is hidden, a lot of it.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think it doesn't come to the forefront?
Yeah, well, it's stigma, isn't it? And, you know, not wanting the neighbours to know what's happening.
Okay.
They may not realise as well that actually they can really get some help.
Right.
Or that they qualify.
Okay.
You know, I think a lot of it is, you know, they just haven't had the advice.
Okay. So how do they qualify? Who qualifies for your help?
Well, they can self-refer
to
our project. They can come to us through the school.
Right.
So they've got probably helpers at school. People they could talk to, their extended school helpers, or through the doctor or through social worker. I mean, many and varied, and you can self-refer.
Right. Well, I mean, that was
For that.
Yeah, that was my next question, really, that I was going to ask. Do you work closely with other support agencies, for example, social services? I suppose that's essential, isn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely. In fact, one of our volunteers is a social worker.
Okay, yeah.
We'd be delighted to work with any of those agencies.
And
we would love to hear from them if there's anyone out there that feels, you know, there may be somebody we can help.
Yep.
Because sometimes people have had maybe the social worker, say, for 3 or 6 months. And then when it comes to an end and the work's been done...
Yeah.
Just somebody popping in and saying, how's it all going?
Yes.
Keeping people on track.
So they know they're not alone, really.
Absolutely,
I believe you recently had quite a successful appeal for volunteers to help with the project.
Yes.
What will the volunteers be doing?
It's a befriending thing, really.
Yeah.
So connecting with the families. They'll be going in probably for a couple of hours every week if they can.
Okay.
Or maybe every fortnight.
Okay.
Just keeping on track with people, really, and encouraging.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking to them and just asking how it's all going, and maybe there'll be other issues that we can help with as we go along.
So how's the project going at the moment? What are your current needs?
Well, at the moment, we've done quite well because we've made a giant step and we've now got all our volunteers ready to go. But we're now at the stage where we really need families to refer,
to let us know
they need help. Yep. And that's the big turning point at the moment. So if you know of anyone out there that, you know, would benefit from our support, please do refer them to us.
Absolutely.
Or ask your doctor, or, you know, ask... you can always email us, of course, as well, to contact us quite easily.
Right, we'll give those contact details out in a moment. But I believe you recently visited Brentwood Food Bank as well to make connections there.
That's
How
right.
did that go?
Yes, I've been there a couple of times. But I met a lovely lady from Mosaic who was very helpful. And I hope we can partner with them in some ways and help with their people they're trying to help as well.
Right.
Yeah,
it sounds like a very worthy project, and I wish you every success with the adventure. It seems to me you have a lot to offer families and young people in difficulty in Brentwood. So how can people contact you?
Right, if you, in the first instance, the best way to go is to email, if they've got obviously got internet access. And the email address is PUFNELL, that's P Tufnell, at inspirationyouthcall.com.
Okay.
Or you can telephone 01 268 920 080, or myself, and that's Maddie Davis. It's capital M, capital D, Davis. It's AVIES at inspirationyouthcall.com.
Okay, thank you. Well, good luck with the project, and please come back soon and let us know how it's all going. If you think you can befriend and support families in your community, or you're in need of some help yourself, contact Brentwood Connect. We'll put all those details up on our website later, as I say. So you go to the Phoenix FM website, just click on my name or the show page 123, and you'll find all the details there. So, Maddie, thank you so much for coming in today, and good luck.
Thank you. I hope we've reached some people out there who need help.